Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
God, I love our opening.
Me too. You know, it's so funny to watch guests in the studio too, because it never fails. They always start dancing.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
It's a cool song. It helps pick you up in the morning.
It does.
Yeah. We should make it like last a minute or so.
I know. I need that this morning. Still kind of waking up.
I know. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Today is Wednesday, January 27th. The month is almost over, Kelsey.
That's crazy.
How does that happen? How does time fly so fast?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because, you know, I went to the dentist yesterday just like to get my teeth cleaned, and I felt like I was just there a month ago.
Really?
It had been 6 months. Yeah, that's like half a year. That's crazy.
I know. It happens to me all the time. You know, sometimes, yeah, like I'll go for an annual checkup or something, and it seems like you were just there.
Yeah.
I know. We're getting old fast, folks, in case you haven't noticed.
Yes, we are.
What are we going to do, right?
I don't know.
You still got plenty of years in you. I wouldn't worry too much.
Yes. Let's hope to make them good. Good years.
Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, you've been keeping busy?
Yes. Yeah. Been keeping.
You're too low. Raise your chair a little bit. Oh. Do you know how to raise it on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So I can see you a little better. I think it's on the right. There's a little thing.
Got it.
Yeah? Okay, so lift yourself up a little bit so I can see you. There you go. You see?
Perfect.
Yeah, you were like lower than my monitor here. I couldn't see you.
Yeah, nasty people, guest before us, changing it on us.
Yeah, people are raising and lowering the chairs here.
I'm good. Yes, I'm good. Things are great. Yeah. Let's see.
What have you been doing? More videos? Have you been doing more videos?
I have. Yeah, and... You know, we're doing lots of endorsements now, and so that's really fun.
What is that? What do you endorse?
Well, you know, stuff that kind of pertains to things that our viewers would possibly be interested in, like
okay.
I did one the other day for Loot Crate, which is, you know, a monthly subscription-based surprise, basically. And, you know, you can choose apparel or accessories or socks, and it's like exclusive stuff, and every month there's a different theme. And then, you know, I'm doing another one for Fit Fab Fun, which is a really popular monthly subscription thing as well. I actually have a lot of friends who order it. And, yeah, they just send you a box every month, and it's got, you know, cool little goodies in it.
Oh, wow.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To get a surprise every month.
I know. It's, I mean, it's not as good as Line of the Month, but it's close. So I know that'll be the day when I do that one, right, for the fitness show. But anyway, so, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's great when you're kind of – expanding like that and to see it grow and see it flourish is exciting.
Yeah, and people believe in you and invest in you and stuff. Yeah, it's a great feeling. You know?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Really cool. So when did you guys start the company?
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
About 2 years ago, roundabout. Yeah. Something like that.
You've got yourself quite an audience.
We do. I mean, we're still perfecting a lot of things. You know, we're not a startup, but we're not, you know, an established company. Well, I guess we are kind of established. I don't know. It's all relative. I don't know.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're not public or anything. But, yes, we do. We have a large internet audience. And, you know, we have been doing giveaways that have been going great. And we're going to be doing even more. I mean, who doesn't love free stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is, like, retweet us or, you know, tag us on Instagram or something.
Really? That's all?
Yeah. Something super, you know, simple. Anybody can do it. It takes no effort. Because, you know, it's really funny. We We did the $2,000 cash body transformation challenge.
Yes.
And we were surprised. It didn't go over that well. Not a whole lot of people have submitted yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe people don't want to commit, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's kind of what we're thinking. That people are like, no, thank you. Yeah. There are easier ways I could
even
make $2,000.
Even for $2,000,
wow. I know. And, you know, it's... Which was kind of surprising because, you know, it's a win-win either way. Like, right. Even if you don't win, like, you still are going to look
amazing.
You lose weight.
Look great.
So it's going to be advantageous in other aspects of your life as well. But, you know, I guess people don't look at that. So it was a little too complicated, I suppose.
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, it's hard to get people to get involved because there are just so many things that attract your attention.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of offers that people don't believe and things like that. So what happens is people just stay away from joining these things, you know.
Right. And, you know, there have been some great people who have submitted, and I can't wait to see their transformations. And, you know, we're still open. So come on. It's even more incentive, actually, because the pool of candidates is pretty slim. So,
yeah. So they have to compete. How does one win, though?
It's not really compete.
So everybody gets a $2,000 if they.
No, you. Everyone gets a free membership, but like, yeah, it's the person with like, you know, the biggest transformation or like the most, you know, drastic transformation. So
right, but isn't that sort of subjective? I mean, the thing is, wouldn't you want something more quantitative, like if they lost certain number of pounds or
yeah, but like see, that? I mean, that's like all relative too.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's true. If you have more to lose, yeah, and if you weigh more, you lose faster, right?
Oh, of course.
When you start, right?
I mean, like in my case, me losing 5 pounds would be equivalent to a lot of people losing 30 pounds.
That's true,
you
right?
Know? So. Yeah. It's hard to measure something like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, well, you know, so you guys need to think it out.
Yeah, but hey, everything is going good, though. I mean, you know.
That's great. Yeah. You guys have a great website. You have a lot of audience.
We do. Yeah, it's going really good.
Yeah, it's real good. So, yeah, for those of you interested in fitness, go to Gymra, gymra.com. That's G-Y-M-R-A for Gymrat. and you guys can see what so you appear in many of the videos too, right?
I am, yeah.
And then there's other fitness gurus there or whatever,
yeah,
trainers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We have the best, which that's what's so nice about LA. I mean, there's such an abundance of talent,
right?
Especially in, you know, the health and fitness industry. Yeah. Not that there aren't in other places in the world, but it's kind of the nature of the beast out here. You know, yeah. A lot of people came here to pursue entertainment and maybe it didn't work out or maybe they're still doing it. But it's, you know, it's kind of, it kind of goes hand in hand to, yeah, you know, be in shape and be in entertainment. So, yeah, we have a lot of really great trainers who are the best in their field. So, yeah, we have everything. We have yoga, dance, Pilates, anything you can think of, really. And
yeah,
it's all shot in gorgeous locations, top-notch. So it's fun. It's a fun job.
Yeah, huh?
Wow. One of my jobs. One of my fun jobs.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, definitely. And when you create something, you know, you have extra pride in it, I think, you know, when you have something to show for it.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah, my fitness regimen this weekend is going to be walking around the Cannabis Cup.
Oh,
in San
how fun!
Bernardino. Yeah, that's going to be the extent of my fitness. So we're going to go and check it out. This is like a gathering, and it's so popular that when I went last year, I got there like at about, I don't know, 10:30. It's an hour's drive from here.
Okay.
And I hit traffic, like, getting off the freeway there, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, the streets around there were so congested, the traffic was not moving. And after half an hour, I said, I'm just leaving. There's no way I'm going to get in.
Right.
So, I mean, it was like a mile or two away from the parking, you know. And
oh,
then
my
you
gosh.
Think, where am I going to park? And then you have to think, well, where are all these people going to go after they park? They're all going to go inside.
Right.
It's just going to be a mess. I had been there the previous year, and it was great, you know. So I don't know why it happened like that.
I guess the word got out.
Yeah, exactly. And all the stone heads from everywhere are coming out. So this year they're making it last over 2 weekends. So it's this weekend and next weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can imagine for someone like me, it's cool because you get to be with a lot of people that like marijuana and stuff. So it's cool, you know, and there's all kinds of people displaying all kinds of stuff. So I know you wouldn't relate to it, but that's my culture, you know. So so to me, it's a celebration. You
yeah.
Know? So I just hope I can get in. So this time we're going to go like 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do they debut new products and all kinds of stuff?
Yeah, there's all kinds of like vaporizers and oils and things. I mean, and edibles and pills mm-hmm. and anything you can think of.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, the medical marijuana is so, industry is so advanced now. You have, like, entire companies just making, like, edibles and things like that that don't even, like, seem to be related to marijuana or anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so they're meant for people, like, to heal them and stuff. For people who don't want to smoke, they can ingest, you know, a pill or chew an edible or something like that, you know. And many people are doing a lot better, you know. I want to try something for my dad who's got Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading about it, and I think it might help a little bit. So we'll see, without him ever having to touch marijuana, you know.
When was he diagnosed?
Well, quite a few years ago.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, he's pretty limited in his movement now.
I'm not familiar with Parkinson's. Is it genetic? Or?
It's a degenerative. And they say it is genetic. Well, at least his dad had it, and now he has it.
Oh, no.
So
hopefully
I'm a candidate for it, too. But it's a cruel disease because it slowly takes away your faculties. It can bring on dementia, mm-hmm. and you can't move. You know, we have to help him get into bed. You know, when he has to get out of bed during the night to go pee or something, I can imagine how difficult and lengthy it is for him. So, you know, we have someone there now helping him get dressed, and when we're there, we're helping him. But, you know, it's your dad. You know, you're used to seeing him like strong and big and everything, and now you have to take care of them like babies, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad thing to see things like this happen, you know. So I think sometimes quick death is better.
I do too.
You know, to watch someone just to deteriorate in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. At least I would want that. I'm sure most people do. Who wants to suffer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in a minute or so, our guest is going to call in. We're going to talk about sex a little bit. Not porn, but sex. Are you going to be comfortable with that? You're going to be okay with
yeah, of course.
We don't talk much about sex on this show. Although God knows in previous iterations, we used to talk about sex all the time.
I know. I've seen your wall out there. So are a little fun.
So there's been times, yeah, we would get a lot of porn stars here and stuff, so it was funny. But then I decided the show has got to be like a little more diversified than that.
Sure.
All right. Well, just in time is our guest calling in, and we're going to be joined by Jeff Abraham. Jeff, are you on the line with us?
That's me.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. How are you?
Excellent. How about you?
We're doing great.
We're good.
Yeah. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling you from beautiful Summerlin, Nevada.
Oh, in Summerlin, Nevada.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's the Red Rocks. Cool. I'm looking out my back office window at the Red Rock Mountains right now.
Oh, how beautiful.
Wow.
It's 70 degrees and bright sunshine.
Oh, lucky duck. It's actually cloudy here.
So this is pretty good weather for Vegas at this time of year, right?
It is. Well, you know, last week it was 43, 44 and drizzly during the day, which is unseasonably cold.
Wow.
But overall, the weather here is very nice. You do get some extreme highs and some extreme lows, but it's a great place to live.
Yeah. I know. I've lived there twice, actually. I was there in the 70s for a few years and then in the 90s. But Vegas has changed so much. You know, it's just such a huge metropolitan now.
It's crazy. And where I live in Summerlin, I have people come to visit me. And I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then I moved to Southern Cal for 30 years. I lived in Orange County. And I've had more people visit me here in 2 years than I did 30 years. Because everybody comes to Vegas once a year, whether it's a bachelor party, bachelorette party, work-related, gambling weekend, or whatever. And when you go to Summerlin, people come up here, and the first thing they do is go, I never thought a place like this existed so close to the Strip.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful community, and it's all master planned, and there's some gorgeous scenery and houses up here. You would have no idea you're close to the Strip at all until you actually, 12 minutes later, are on the Strip.
Right. Wow. And so it wasn't always like that. I mean, Summerlin used to be the end of the world when they first built it. I remember
it was nothing. Exactly.
Yeah, if I had invested in a house or two there right now, I would be sitting very nicely. Very comfortable.
Would be very, very happy if you would have invested in a house or two in the 70s, or for that matter, 6 years ago here.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So you found heaven on earth, which is cool for you. How long have you lived in Vegas now?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Very cool. And what brought you there? Why did you decide to move from Southern California?
Two reasons. Number one, I don't know if you know the backstory on the company on Promescent Absorption Pharmaceuticals.
Well,
but
tell
my
us.
Very good friend, who also happened to be my physician and the inventor of Promescent, was murdered. And it was very tragic. It was mistaken identity. Somebody who had a prostate surgery 23 years ago in the VA decided he was going to kill the doctor that did the surgery.
Wow.
And he went to the VA, the Veterans Administration, and they didn't have the records. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember what microfiche is. A lot of younger people go, what's microfiche? It's, you know, this kind of cellophane you go to the library and scroll through.
Right,
and
like
they said,
film.
You know, we don't have it here, but it's on microfiche at the headquarters. So he went to Long Beach to the VA headquarters and found the records, and it turns out that the doctor that did the surgery is Dr. Ron Gelhardt, a urologist in Newport Beach. So he went home and he looked up and he found Dr. Ronald Gilbert, a urologist in Newport Beach.
Wow.
The guy's obviously insane and decided he was going to kill the doctor. He was unhappy with the surgery. And
Ron
walked in. He was a doctor at Hoge Hospital thinking he was seeing a new patient. And the guy was waiting in a shooting position and shot him in the doorway, not realizing it wasn't the doctor that did the surgery.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wow.
And
what
we lived
story.
In the same neighborhood. We were friends. We had a business together. And, you know, it was very, very difficult. And I just decided I needed a change, so I moved here, not realizing that you can't move away from emotional pain that obviously follows you.
I tend to do that as well. Yeah. I'm like, things are bad. Let's just move somewhere.
Yeah, run away.
I realized, wait a second, changing my address didn't change that. But to a certain degree, it wasn't that daily reminder, because you drive past the Santa Ana Riverbed Trail. Oh, we went for a couple runs there. You go to the office, you know, the same restaurants you ate lunch in, but that emotional pain is still there.
It is, but it does help a little bit. I mean, at least you're not waking up in the same...
The triggers aren't there five times a day where you go past our office, you know, that kind of a thing.
Sure.
But actually, tomorrow is the third anniversary of that tragic happening. It's the 28th of January.
Oh, wow. Well, we're sorry about that. You lost someone very close to you, and that's difficult.
He was a quality human being. I mean, a great father, a great husband, a great friend, a great doctor. And, you know, we've tried to give him a legacy as something other than that, because when something like that happens and it's all over the news, in fact, it was everywhere, you know, you don't want him remembered as just a statistic or someone tragically murdered. You want him remembered as the inventor of a fantastic product and a great husband and father and a friend and a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the company, Jeff. It's called Promescent. Is that how it's pronounced?
Okay. The name of the company is called Promescent. It's Promescent.
Right.
It actually comes from a medical term, which means prolonged tumescence. And tumescence means engorged by blood. That's the medical name for people referring to an erection. So prolonged tumescence.
Oh.
And a lot of urologists, when people came in and wanted to make love longer and, you know, said, hey, I need, you know, something to help me, because let's make one thing clear. There's a PE market, which is premature ejaculation. But a lot of people just want better intimacy. They just want better sex.
Mm-hmm.
And the average man, when I talk about PE patients, I'm talking about the average man and woman. The average man during intercourse lasts 5 minutes and 14 seconds of actual penetration.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
She just freaked out. She's like, who's that man?
Now, listen to this. The average female takes 19 minutes.
Yeah.
So
even
in healthy couples, there's this gap. It's called the arousal gap or the orgasm gap. So what happens is that a lot of people have all these coping mechanisms. They stop, start, switch positions, think about baseball scores.
Right.
Very extended foreplay meant to get the woman a lot closer.
Oh, my gosh.
There's 27 billion vibrators in the world. All these things are done, And people just assume that's what you have to do to have satisfactory, you know, relationships. Right. And in reality, you don't have to do that at all. You just, in some cases, have to have something that kind of helps bridge that. And so Ron, being a urologist, people would come to see him. They go, I have prostate issues. He had 3 to 4 solutions. They'd go, I have continence issue. He had 3 to 4 solutions. They'd go, I have ED. And he'd go, I have Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Stendra. Okay, great. I have PE. And they go, well, good luck. We have nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And what they were using, it was off-label, were SSRIs. SSRIs are serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. Those are the depression drugs, Paxil,
right.
Prozac, Zoloft. They actually do make you last longer.
Right.
The only problem is they give you loss of libido, you know, vomiting, dry mouth, nausea. You're going, wait a second, I think I'd rather have PE, okay?
Right. No, I mean, it gives you all the sexual side effects. I know, because I've had to take those and stuff for depression, and you know it totally screws up your performance, you know.
Absolutely.
It gives you ED, well, and PE, yeah. You know.
Oh,
so
yeah,
or not PE, but
I'm a very hands-on CEO, so when I invested, and I have over $2 million of my own money invested in this company, and when I took it over, it was very important to me to see what it was we were competing against. So I said to Ron, can you write me a prescription for 30 days for, I forget which one it was, one of those, you know, drugs, so I can see what effect that it has.
Right.
You know, because you want to know what's out there. I swear to you, within 2 weeks after taking that stuff, I had no desire whatsoever to have sex.
Yeah,
no,
right?
Like, they took my libido and put it in a garment bag and put it in the back of the closet. You know what I mean? It's like,
I know.
And then I had this spaciness, kind of like, and I've always been very proud of having mental acuity, being very sharp and really on it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had this malaise, you know what I mean?
And
kind of glazes you over.
I kind of felt disassociated and, you know, and just nauseated. And I'm like, well, wait a second, you might last forever, but you have no desire.
Right.
And you're really not in the mood, and you're just, oh. So I said, whoa, if this is the kind of stuff we're competing with, I'm in, you know? And
right.
Yeah.
The efficacy of this product is insane. We have 1,300 urologists in North America that if you go in to see them and tell them you want to make love longer, that it actually says Promescent right in their protocol.
Wow.
So we have been a huge, huge hit in the urological community. But now, make no mistake about it, this isn't just a drug for people that have premature ejaculation. Because anyone who knows anything about the ED market, between Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Stendra, that's an $8 billion a year market.
Wow.
In prescriptions. Now, they estimate for every legitimate prescription made, there's 1.2 knockoffs made in either China or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a $12, $14 billion market. Now, listen to this. PE is much more prevalent than ED.
Really?
In fact,
wow.
20% of ED is misdiagnosed PE. Because if a man has PE for an extended period of time, meaning like 9 months or a year or longer,
mm-hmm.
he develops anxiety-related ED.
Oh,
meaning
wow.
that if he has premature ejaculation for an extended period of time, he will eventually not be able to get an erection because he knows it leads to an unsatisfactory conclusion.
Right. Right.
So it's anxiety. So when you look at that, the market is enormous. And what we lack is exposure because we're not a big company. We're not Pfizer. You know, when they mm-hmm. when Pfizer introduced Viagra, you know, within 2 years, it was this huge product because they had a $200 million advertising budget.
Right.
I always laugh and I make a joke.
Uh-huh.
I go, well, we're similar, except we're $199,900,000 short of that $200 million advertising budget. So, but when we get exposure, we get business, we get business, we get repeat business. We've grown dramatically.
Wow.
And, you know, we only have 400 pharmacies so far, plus we have 100 physicians that sell it, and then we have it on our website. But we're now negotiating and leveraging ourselves to get into the big box distribution, and we've had some big companies that have big retail distribution platforms. We're negotiating with them now potential acquisitions to bring this thing public. Jane Wells, who is the financial reporter for CNBC, did a huge article on us. It said, move over Viagra. There's a new sex drug in
town.
Oh,
wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
really
so exciting. You guys have done really good.
Yeah, so
we've done really well, and we've gotten a lot of exposure, and that's really helped fuel the growth. But we need to take it to that next level because this has applications to so many people. It's estimated that at some point in their lives, it's 70% of men suffer from various forms of PE.
Yeah.
Now, I
and
have a question.
A
that's
that,
exciting.
Including in our customer base that have told us, you know, it's really weird. I had no desire. I never thought I had any issue whatsoever. And I lasted long enough, you know, to please my wife. But I found a sample this or somebody told me about it. And I just thought I'd give it a try. And I can't believe how much better my intimacy is, because even though I lasted long enough, my wife says 10 or 12 minutes, that those last 3 to 4 minutes I was walking on eggshells. I was very aware of the fact that she wasn't there yet, and I could feel, they call it the point of no return, that I could feel that I was getting close to that, you know, ejaculatory phase. And they'll say, I was literally trying so hard not to ejaculate that I didn't really enjoy the last couple minutes of my intimacy. And I was thinking to myself, well, I hope she doesn't get on top. I hope she doesn't want to go doggy style or whatever, because, oh my God, I can't laugh. And they said, when I tried this product, the control that I had allowed me the freedom to really experience the entire pleasure, to really experience the entire process, rather than be so aware of not wanting to finish before she did.
Right. Hmm. Now, can this like happen where you actually can't ejaculate because this works too well?
No, well, yes and no. I will tell you that if you use too much of it, you'll get to the point where it may take you quite a while and your partner might be tapping out going, okay, enough.
Yeah. No, I know.
We're very specific in our instructions and in on the process. We have a video on the site for anyone using the product that we have you start with a smaller dose and then go up to the point where you want the control, as opposed to starting huge and going backwards.
Right.
So we have someone start at one or two sprays and then find exactly where you need to be at. And it's a meter dose spray, which means it's titrated so you get the exact same amount each time. It's not like you squirt cream out of a tube and you go, sometimes you get a thimble full, sometimes you get, you know what I mean, a shot glass full. Right. So you get the exact same amount of active product each time. So once you titrate that and you find what you need, you can pretty much dial it right in. But we suggest that you start small and go up until you find that range where you really, you know, feel comfortable. And, you know, you don't, and I tell people all the time, communication with your partner is the key. And you don't want to make this into an Olympic event to go, I want to see how long I can last, to where you're punishing your partner rather than pleasuring her, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of men tell us this too, that the longer that they last, the more explosive and the more enjoyable the release.
Yeah. Probably.
True.
It makes sense, you know.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And the interesting thing, when I took over the company, I demanded complete control. And people go, why do you want that? I go, because I want to reach out to women as well as men. And even though, make no mistake about it, even though that PE is something that is physiologically happening with the man, the effects are as pronounced, if not more pronounced, for the woman. Because if a man prematurely or rapidly ejaculates, he still does ejaculate. And the woman's like, excuse me, I'm over here, you know? And in some cases, rather than using, you know, his hands or, you know, orally or whatever, to finish off, there's this embarrassment, and each side's frustrated. The guy's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And the woman's like, don't worry about it. Gives him a hug.
Right.
They both go to bed or, you know, part ways.
Right.
You know?
And that's probably how it happens every time, you know?
Exactly. I mean, we talk to people all the time, and we have testimonials, emails and stuff, that on one hand they are heartwarming, on the other hand you really think about it, it's heartbreaking. Because these are heartwarming because they'll be, for men, they'll go, I was asexual for the last 10 years, I just stopped having intimacy, I'm so embarrassed, I filed this product, I'm, you know, back in the saddle, so to speak. We have emails from couples tell about how they're much more intimate and it's added a layer of you know, excitement to the relationship. But then you realize we're reaching one out of every million people that have this issue. And that's the heartbreaking part of it, because we don't have this massive budget to just somehow blow this thing up overnight like a bigger company would with a $200 million advertising budget.
Right,
so
right.
It's heartwarming to see these things and to know you're affecting so many relationships in a positive way, but it's heartbreaking to understand there's so many more people out there that haven't had exposure to it.
That's
to
true.
Show you how crazy it is, we did a search, just an internet search one time, and there's over 200 products to treat PE, and none of these things are FDA compliant. I mean, I wish I was making this up. Shark fin, bull testicle derivative, deer antler extract. That's the kind of stuff. That's how desperate people are and how widespread this problem is.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I mean, you're definitely addressing a huge problem, I think, and that's cool. Now, so this is applied with a spray, and it's
a spray bottle, meter dose spray bottle. You spray it on the underside, right under the head of your penis on the shaft, is called the frenulum. Uh-huh. And there's a video right on our site. Our site is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T, promescent.com. And it shows you that where you apply it, you wait 10 minutes, and within 10 minutes, the lidocaine, which is the basic formula, that's the active ingredient, it is turned from a crystal to an oil aqueous form, and it penetrates the dermis or stratum corneum, the outer layer of the skin, and it goes to the sensory nerves underneath. So the man has total control, but he still has that sensitivity, and there's no transference to the female partner. Because there had been products prior to this that had lidocaine or benzocaine in, and they actually extended the amount of time that you would last, but the man would be numb, the woman would be numb, it would transfer to the female, and there'd be movement, and you were actually, you know, obviously having long sex, but no one could feel anything. It would be like the people would go, I don't know if that's worse. I mean, because you're numb. And the whole idea is to obviously feel pleasure.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, and this is non-prescription too, right? So people can get
it's OTC. We're covered under an FDA monograph.
Oh, nice.
Which means it's OTC, which is great because it makes it much more cost-effective. You don't have to go to the doctors and pay all this money, you know, and doctor visits and everything else. And like I said, it's available in pharmacies. If people want to buy it without having it mailed to them, because sometimes people aren't comfortable with, you know, hey, Dad, your promescent came, you know, you know, or your roommates, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you go into our website and you type in your zip code. It shows you exactly where to go. It's available, you know, through the website. There's certain physicians are carrying it, but we are growing exponentially. We've grown 100% like the last 2 years, and this year we're set up to grow probably 2 to 3x what we've been in the past. And it's basically been through word of mouth and exposure in venues like this, which we certainly appreciate. And it's really an interesting phenomenon that something this serious has lasted this long without anyone coming up for a solution. That's the crazy part. Because you look at all these different options for ED, and anybody who treats ED, anyone who makes a product for ED, is very well aware of PE because the same physicians treat it, urologists.
Right.
And here's all these urologists, and a lot of urologists, one of the reasons we've been so embraced in that community, and there's 1,300 that recommend us, they would tell us, my most frustrating patients are my PE patients, because someone comes in for incontinence, for prostate issues, for ED, I have something for them, they're happy, they leave. My PE patients come in every year and go, what can you do for them? And I go, well, there's still nothing, they're frustrated, they're angry, and they go, it was so nice to have something that I give them, and they call back or they email back and go, oh my God, this changed my life, I'm so happy. And so we've been very, very fortunate in that regard, that they've embraced this, because it was, they, you know, if you're a physician, you don't want to be disappointing someone every year, you know what I mean?
Right.
And have someone come in every year and go, well, there is nothing, send it back out with a frown on his face.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been very fortunate, and we've also had the good fortune of having people like Dr. Ian Kerner, who's one of the most noted sex therapists in this country, has embraced this product because some of his patients found it, and he's always on the lookout for new things, and he's given us a lot of airtime. And Laura Berman, I don't know if you know Laura Berman, she's the blonde-haired sex therapist. She was on Oprah for many years. Now she has her own show in the bedroom with Dr. Laura Berman on the O Network. She has found it and embraced it. Emily Morris, she has a site called Sex with Emily. She's filed it. Again, all these people through their patients, you know, find it, and then they contact us and go, tell me about this. So, you know, I understand this actually works, and we do. And so I can't tell you how gratifying it is to have people like that on their own find this thing and then blog about it and talk about it and give us that exposure.
Right. Absolutely. We're talking to Jeff Abraham. The company, the product is Promescent. And so you guys, this is a spray, a non-prescription spray treatment for premature ejaculation, and this will help keep you and your lady happy, I guess. I think, you know, just haven't talked to, talking to people over the years and stuff, I think many men have some kind of problem, either ED or PE, you know, and
it's crazy.
And a lot of it is psychological, you know, and
that's the thing. There's a certain part of any ailment that has a physiological and a psychological component. But I will tell you, there are four really significant physiological components to it as well. Prostatitis, low testosterone, you know, there's all kind of hypersensitivity to the penile nerves. There are certain, you know, physiological components as well. But after a period of time, there's a psychological component that comes with it, the shame and the embarrassment. And, you know, a lot of men are afraid to talk about this. We have this running joke in the company that if we had a dollar for every time, you know, we ran into a couple somewhere and, you know, you tell them about, you know, this happened to me as recently as over Christmas. I was at a Christmas party, and this couple that lives in my neighborhood goes, "Hey, you're the guy who lives at 42 Sun Globe." I go, "Yeah, oh, we love your car, you know." "Oh, yeah, great." And they go, "What do you do for a living?" I go, "I'm the CEO of a pharmaceutical company." And the guy goes, "What's the name of the company?" I go, "It's called Absorption Pharmaceuticals. We have a product called Promescent." He goes, "I'm not familiar with it." He goes, "What do you guys do?" I go, "It's an FDA-compliant treatment for PE, but it helps men last longer, give them better intimacy." And right. They both look at me with a shocked look, right? And the guy says to me, "That's the last thing we need in this relationship." Okay, excuse me, Ron Jeremy, you know what I mean? Okay, Mr. Sexual Stud. So this is a Christmas party, and it was really nice. They had, you know, this little band, and they had food. So the guy goes over to get some food, and the woman comes over to me. She goes, "Do you have a sample of that?"
I was just going to say, the girl's probably like, actually...
You need to understand, this is a running joke in the company. If this has happened one time to us, it's happened 1,000 times
That's
over the last
so
3 years.
Funny.
It's insane. Yeah. And, you know, we don't understand the phenomenon because there's no other facet in life where every guy has to go, "I'm the fastest runner, I'm the highest jumper, I'm the strongest bench presser, deadlifter," you know what I mean?
Right.
But when it comes to sex... And there are a lot of these issues that are physiological. Right. Is a diabetic embarrassed about taking insulin? You know, is a cancer patient embarrassed to take chemo? Of course not.
Right.
It makes their life better. I don't understand how fragile the male ego is, you know?
Right, yeah.
We get calls from some of our customers, and, you know, even when people are getting ready to order, because we have this interactive chat feature, it's called OLARC on our site. So... You know, we have someone manning that, so people ordering the product can ask those questions. And they'll go, "I want to make sure my partner doesn't know I'm using this." You know?
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that to me is such a foreign thought.
Right.
Because if you're close enough to be intimate with someone, why would you want to hide anything, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's crazy, but the male ego is the most fragile thing on planet Earth. It's insane.
It is. And many men define themselves by their penis, you know, and I think that's...
Absolutely.
You know,
well, here's an interesting fact for you. Okay, this is just so revealing. Cosmo did a study, and I think it was 10,000 men over a period of a couple months online. Mm-hmm. And they said to these 10,000 men, okay, what one element... could you change that would really improve your sex life? 73% of men said bigger penis.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
They did the exact same thing to 10,000 women over a 2 to 3 month period of time and said if there was any one facet that you could change, you know, that would improve your sex life, what would it be? 74% of women said longer duration of intimacy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So women want it to last long. And, you know, so that's a message to the guys out there, okay? Instead of focusing on the size of your organ, okay, make sure, no matter what size it is, that you last long enough to satisfy your partner.
That's
I don't care
true.
How long your, you know, your genitals are. If you last 30 seconds, you might not be getting the job done.
That's true, exactly. So you can be large, but not satisfying the woman. So
that's exactly. And,
yeah.
You know, I think we have to take intimacy out of the phase of, like, an athletic event. You know what I mean? And make it more
that's
into
true.
Being in tune with your partner and communicating and being aware if she's being pleasured or not.
Right. And, you know, but that's easier also with someone who is a partner rather than... Because I know usually the first time is difficult because you don't know the person, you know.
You don't know the person and you're generally very new in your relationship.
Right, and you're trying to impress each other.
You're married or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So this comes in handy. Jeff Abraham, the creator of Promescent. I need to get used to pronouncing this. And but it's a great name, you know. I mean, I think it tells a story. So you have medical background too, Jeff?
No, it's interesting. I was the CEO of a semiconductor engineering firm for making integrated circuits or computer chips. And Ron was my neighbor and my doctor and my friend. And so I retired. I had been a single father, and I raised my son by myself. And he left and went to college, and I kind of sold my business all in the same time frame. And I went from being busy 24/7 between raising him and running my business, having nothing to do. And I went in to see Ron one day. This was in 2011. And it was funny because we started having a conversation. He goes, you know, I really respect your business acumen because, you know, he knew me. And he goes, I know you moved out here from Pittsburgh really with nothing, two suitcases and $500, and you built this empire and sold this company. I developed this product, and you, you know, give me your opinion. I said, yeah. So after my appointment, we went in his office. I go, what's the product? And he showed me, and I went, hey, does this work? He's like, yeah. And I said, let me ask you a question. Does this have a recreational component to it? You know, just like Tiger Sol Vitri. He goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, give me a sample of that. Yeah. So I was dating a gal who was a financial analyst at the time. And this is a true story. I wasn't even out of the parking lot. I called her. I go, Carolyn, can you come over? I'd like to help, you know, with this evaluation on some investment I'm doing. So she thinks she's going to come over. We're going to go over the spreadsheet, look at this investment. So after dinner, I go upstairs. I come down. I go, here's my investment. And she goes, oh, you're such a pervert. I go, I swear, I think I'm investing in this company. I go, that's Ron's company. She had met Ron. She looks, she goes, oh, it is. You know, and I said, yeah. So the next morning, I called Ron, and I said, hey, before we go any further, I said, we need to talk about the name. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you need to change the name. So he was all serious. So he went into this impassioned debate, starting to tell me how it meant prolonged tumescence and this medical thing. And I go, wait, wait. And he goes, well, what were you thinking of changing it to? I go, how about bone like a porn star? He starts to He goes, I told you. I said, that stuff's insane. Yeah. It's a true story. I went over that afternoon and invested $100,000 in the company.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that you go on.
I, you know, like I said, I retired, my son went to college, and so I wrote up a business plan, and then a year later, they asked me to take over the company, so I poured a lot more money in and really ramped things up, and we really took off, and like I said, there's a huge market, this is such an unmet need, and people are afraid to talk about it, which I don't understand.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, I mean, there it is. You open up another door for people that have some kind of sexual performance dysfunction and help them improve their sex lives and love life and stuff. So that's amazing. Jeff,
it's a glue in a lot of relationships. You can have a relationship without satisfactory intimacy, but you will never have that full, encompassing, you know, lifelong relationship without having that real intimacy in your relationship. Yeah. And it takes it to another level, no matter what it is, whether it's even communicating. I'm not saying it has to be this product, because, you know, it, but it's all about communicating and taking everything to the next level and being aware of your partner's satisfaction for both sexes.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, Jeff, give the website again so people can find out more and also find out where they can get it.
It's www.promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T, www.promescent.com.
Sounds good. And if people want to contact you, can they do that through the website as well?
Absolutely. Let me give you my email address.
Okay.
It's J-E-F-F dot Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-M,
okay,
at promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com.
Sounds good. Then we'll put a link.
I'd love to hear from people who try the product, who have feedback. It's very important for us to be in touch with people who use this product, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate this opportunity to, you know, share this story with your listeners.
Sure,
it's our pleasure.
Yeah, and you've enlightened us, and you've created a product that would help a lot of people. So we're proud.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Yeah. Dr. Ron Gilbert created this, and he is the genius and the inventor on the business side, trying to commercialize it and give him, you know, a legacy and a memory. But the gentleman who did this, his name is Dr. Ronald Gilbert.
Right.
Oh, cool.
And we can read more about it on the website as well. Jeff Abraham.
Yeah, there's all kind of stories.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Abraham, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Give our regards to...
Thank you very much, both of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So take care, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy, huh?
Yeah, so nice. Really charismatic.
Yeah.
How fun. I mean, that's such a great product, too. What an awesome thing.
I know. I mean, I'm proud to say that I haven't had that problem, you know, but I sort of like have the opposite problem where it takes forever.
Really?
You know, and because I do use antidepressants and stuff, and it really, it's like sometimes I feel it's like fighting a battle every time.
Sure.
Because, you know, I mean, it's like your erection is not there, and then once you get it, then it's hard to climax and things like that. So it's like a whole thing, you know, and that's what kills me about side effects of medication, you
right.
know. That's why if you don't have to take meds, don't take them. And because the side effects sometimes are worse than the symptoms they're meant to cure.
Exactly.
You know? Yes.
But what's so amazing to me about the product is that it's over the counter.
Yeah.
I mean, that is awesome. And that just opens the market to so many more people.
I know. It makes it cheaper and stuff too, you know. So, yeah, just a spray on the bottom of your organ and you'll be good to go.
It's a great stocking stuffer, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny.
I know. But yeah, there's so much complexity to sex, you know. And that's the thing. I think the first time usually is... at least my experience, so when I talk to people, the first time, it's kind of like the hardest because, you know, you both try to perform perfectly, the woman and the man. You don't really know each other. You know, you're guessing. You're
sure.
feeling in the dark and stuff. And so, yeah, that I can see how that would help, you know. I mean, it would be pretty embarrassing, I think, to ejaculate, like, right away, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have that problem, but that's one problem I don't have. Maybe I wish I did, you know. I wish it was easier.
Right? Then maybe yeah. the antidepressants would kind of balance it out.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But,
you know?
Well, that's okay.
Oh well, so so that's that. And finally, before we go, I was watching Donald Trump. He had a press conference yesterday, and he announced that he's not going to be on the Fox News debate tomorrow. He decided he's not going to be part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
where have I been? Oh, my gosh.
He's even proposing to have his own debate, you know, somewhere
God,
else.
That is so Donald.
Yeah, right? But the thing is that he's pretty pissed at him, I guess, at Fox
like
News.
It.
Yeah. And, you know, but people are saying, look, if you can't handle the questions they give you at Fox News, how are you going to be able to deal with people like Putin and, you know, and all these world leaders and stuff? But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. But the thing is that he's doing what he wants to do. And, you know, but the thing is, you can't argue with the fact that he's leading by a lot and has been.
Yes, I mean, he's obviously leading by a lot. And you know, I don't think any of us really know the whole story. Maybe there's something that went down, you know, behind the scenes
yeah.
between him and Fox or whatever. But you know, at the end of the day, I think he needs to just kind of grow up a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they're sane. You know, I mean, people are backing him up because they're frustrated and fearful. And, you know, and that's what's going on. So, you know, he's alienating a lot of people, but he's also attracting a lot of people. And that's
right.
interesting to see.
He's very polarizing, it seems.
Yeah, but so is Obama, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everyone is. I mean, you can't please everybody, right?
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
no way. Interesting.
I know.
He's going to start his own network soon called The Donald.
Yeah, right?
And the logo is going to be like a pink, or no, not pink, an orange toupee.
Yeah. And an orange face. What does he put on there? Is it like a tanning paste or something?
No,
that
I don't know. I think he must.
It's a fake tan. You can tell. Because
yeah.
around his eyes, it's white. It's lighter, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
But hey, touche to him. At least he's not actually tanning. That's bad
yeah.
for your skin. So
yeah.
don't do that.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Jeff Abraham, for enlightening us. And thanks, Kelsey, as always.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.